rock except our God.
Prepare yourselves. For the next hour, you will experience rock and roll for your soul. Music so intense, you will find yourself asking,
is this really Christian?
Yes, it is. And now, for the host of My Dad Rock Experience, Pastor Alan Ward.
Hey, welcome to another edition of My Dad Rocks, where we cover the golden era of Christian rock and metal. And while I'm playing for you this totally awesome music, I am at the same time giving you some food for thought. Each week I share these songs with you from my own personal music collection, which I've managed to gather over the last 25 years that I've been walking with Jesus Christ. And these bands and these songs, which drove most of my friends and family nuts, but were more importantly were made a huge impact on me spiritually, did a great thing in my life. And I hope that they'll make an impact on your life too. And so about, you know, the next 56 minutes, you're going to hear on this show some things that if you're looking, if you have eyes to see and ears to hear, you may just find what you've been looking for. In fact, I know it's there. It's in what I'm saying and what I'm playing for you if you'll just listen and take it to heart. And that's why I say it's rock and roll for your soul. So brace yourself, because we're about to rock out. Now, today's theme's coming to us out of Psalm 66:16, where the psalmist says, "Come and hear, all who fear God, and I will tell of what he has done for my soul." And so this is going to be sort of a testimony show where the bands and the music and the songs that I play today are going to kind of be testifying of what God has done for their lives. And we're going to start out today with the Resurrection Band and their song entitled City Streets.
Yeah.
Resurrection Band with City Streets. You know, he sang about how he was looking for love, looking for drugs, looking for fun, looking for life. What are you looking for? You know, I suspect that you're looking for what all people are looking for, and that's, you know, contentment, satisfaction, love, pleasure, happiness, freedom, all these kind of things. I suspect that you're trying the usual things to get that. You're thinking that maybe drugs or alcohol or relationships or sex or entertainment or money or food or popularity or whatever, that you're going to find it. But guess what? You're not. You can find, sure, you can find temporary pleasure and short-lived happiness and momentary satisfaction through some of these things, but it doesn't work for long, and you always need more of it, you know, to get the same feeling the next time. And worse, these things can only add guilt and shame and pain and destruction. You know, the shame that you feel inside, that feeling that you can't seem to shake no matter what you try. And I remember what that felt like. I remember it. I had, you know, 1,000,000 pounds on top of me, and I couldn't get rid of it no matter what I did. And every day, you know, when I got up in the morning, I looked for something to take my mind off the feeling I had inside, that emptiness. And every night when I laid down to sleep, it was still there, and I couldn't get rid of it. And my whole day and time was used, you know, to try to take away that emptiness that I felt. But you know what? It's not taken away in anything of this world. The only thing that takes away the emptiness, the only one that thing that takes away the guilt, that cleans out your heart, is surrendering your life to Jesus Christ. And that's what I did when I was in high school. But a lot of people are still searching. And White Cross sings a song that describes this pursuit of purpose in their song, Looking for a Reason.
You really didn't care.
That was White Cross with Looking for a Reason. You know, all people are looking for a reason. The question is, are you tired of the same old lies? That's what they sang about. You know, Jesus said that the devil was a liar and the father of lies in John 8:44. He promises you fulfillment of your desires, but he never, ever delivers. The only thing that the devil delivers on is death and destruction and pain and misery. That's really all he ever brings you through sin. Jesus was telling the truth when he said that the thief comes only to steal, kill, and destroy in John 10:10. But the other part of what he said was true as well. I came that they might have life and have it abundantly. You know, that's what Right Cross was referring to at the end of the song when they sang, I got me a reason, the Son has made me wise, Jesus is the reason. They're living for Jesus Christ. Now, Bloodgood talks about the same thing, only they use the imagery of a soldier who has switched sides in their song, Soldier of Peace.
I've been a soldier of fortune.
Bloodgrud, Soldier of Peace. You know, you're either serving yourself or you're serving God. That's what he sang about in that song. He sang about living for himself. You know, he said he was a soldier of passion and soldier of fire. And, you know, that's what the part of the curse that God has placed upon mankind because of Adam's sin in the Garden of Eden. In the book of Romans, chapter 1, verses 24 and 26, it says this: therefore God gave them over in the lust of their hearts to impurity. And he says in verse 26, God gave them over to degrading passions. So what that term means, giving over, means to turn someone over to the jailer to be held for trial. And so we're captive, we're slaves, we're servants. God, if we wanted sin, and God said, okay, you got it. And so he enslaved us to our sin, or rather we chose to be enslaved to our sin, and God allowed us to do that. And now that makes us worshipers of ourselves. We worship ourselves now through our desires and our passions. And Paul said that in verse 25 of Romans chapter 1, for they exchanged the truth of God for the lie and worshiped and served the creature rather than the Creator, who is blessed forevermore. You know, our self-worship is what causes all our pain and misery. And eventually, if it's not changed, it will send us to hell and cause our eternal pain and misery and destruction. We've got to stop loving ourselves and start living and loving God, living for God and loving God. And that's what Stryper sings about in their song, Loving You.
Loving you. Oh,
That was the Undisputed Kings of the golden era of Christian rock and metal, Stryper, with their song "Loving You." You know, they sang about how they made a change. They serve the living God, and now they're free. They made that change to serve the living God, and now I'm free, he's saying. You see, one of the lies that the devil tells us is that doing what we want to do, doing all the things that we want to do when we want to do them, is freedom. But in reality, it's nothing more than slavery, because we're held captive by our desires and passions, and our lives are driven by the cruel taskmaster of sin. Jesus said this in John 8:34, "Truly, truly, I say to you, everyone who commits sin, that is, lives in sin, is a slave of sin." And those who are living in sin are, in fact, slave to sin. So why you think you're out there being free and living it up and doing what you want to do, you're actually only doing what sin wants you to do. You're only being driven by your passions and desires, just like an animal is driven by its passions and desires. You're not really free at all. You're in slavery. But Jesus said in verse 36 of that same passage in John 8, "So if the Son makes you free, you will be free indeed." When you connect in a saving way with Jesus Christ and he changes your heart, then you will experience the freedom that his death on the cross secured. Paul said in Romans 6:6, "We know that our old self was crucified with him in order that the body of sin," or the power of sin, "might be brought to nothing, so that we would no longer be enslaved to sin." You see, there's nothing to lose and everything to gain by surrendering your life to Jesus Christ. As Carrie Livgren sings about his song, "High on a Hill."
I'm not afraid to die.
That was Kerry Livgren, former singer-songwriter for the group Kansas, one of the founding members. Wrote Carry All My Wayward Son, Dust in the Wind, all those great classic hits by Kansas. He wrote that song called High on a Hill, speaking about Jesus Christ and his cross, High on the Hill. And he said, you know, you say I'm crazy and you say that I'm insane, but everything was lost and I had everything to gain. Boy, that's exactly where you are if you're outside of Christ. Everything is lost and all you have is gain if you turn your life over to Christ. But, you know, sometimes when people turn themselves over to Jesus Christ to live for him, they surrender to him, people think they're crazy or they're insane. But you tell me what's more crazy. Is living for sin now on earth and experiencing temporary pleasure, fleeting happiness that's continually conditioned upon getting more of this and that, having a good time in the moment, but then having to deal with the fallout, the trouble that that good time has earned you, and then dying and going to a place of eternal torment to burn in the lake of fire forever and ever? Or living for Christ now, surrendering your whole life to Jesus Christ, experiencing fullness of joy along with everlasting peace and permanent fulfillment, and then dying and going to heaven to be in the presence of the glory of God forever and ever? Which one of those is more crazy to you? I think the first one is. The last one is the wisest thing. You see, we're all going to go and stand before God and we have to give an account for our lives. The Bible says in Romans 2, 6 through 8, he will render to each one according to his works. To those who by patience and well-doing seek for glory, honor, and immortality, he will give eternal life. But for those who are self-seeking and do not obey the truth, but obey unrighteousness, there will be wrath and fury. I hope you can see that it's totally insane to live for yourself now and spend an eternity paying for it. The wisest thing you can do is to surrender your life to Christ, who paid the price for sins, so that you and I could not only live an abundant life on earth, a life of the fullest possible happiness now, but then also going to eternity and spending an eternity ever increasing in our joy in the presence of God forever and ever. Well, John Elefante sings a song about his conversion experience in Exit 39.
But I couldn't help remembering and everything in between. Oh, it was as real as any image in a Technicolor dream. Or was it my imagination playing tricks on me? Was I losing my mind? Or was the truth just catching up to me? I don't know. Oh, but what did it matter? I just kept driving anyway. A whole lot of baggage and conditions, and nothing left to say. Just then I noticed a sign. It read, renew your soul for Jesus at Exit 39. I walked through an open door, and I stopped to listen as the words cut right through my soul. This was more than religion. I saw what it takes to wind at Exit 39. Down at Exit 39. Said to me, don't go searching anymore. Jesus knew that he'd meet you when you walked through that door today. Then I looked back at the sign. It said, you just gave your life to Jesus at Exit 39. And for the first time I can open my eyes and see what I've been missing. That all his love and his forgiveness was with me all the time. More than just religion, I saw what it changed. just all in my mind. I believe it wasn't just a vision. Cause what took place in my heart was by faith and not by sight. More than just religion, I saw
Elefante, Exit 39. John formerly sang for Kansas for a while, Drastic Measures album. Some of those the last couple albums that they did with Kerry Livgren was there. He was the lead singer, but now is doing Christian work and has been since he left Kansas. You know what he said in that song is something very important. He said, "This was more than just religion. I saw water change to wine down at Exit 39. You know, John Elefante was singing about a change. Not a religious change where you go from not going to church to going to church, but a radical life-altering change of his heart, where he went from living for one thing to living for something totally different. You know, when Jesus Christ gets a hold of you, you go from being one person to being totally somebody different, somebody new, in fact. And that's why he said the like water changed to wine, it's become something totally different. And that's the beautiful thing about what Jesus Christ can do for you. He can give you a new life. And 2 Corinthians 5:17, Paul says, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he's a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come." And that's what Jesus meant when he told Nicodemus in John 3:3, "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." You know, you must be changed into a new person. You must get a new life through Jesus Christ. And anybody can have religion, a bunch of man-made rules that you can observe, and you know, but you don't have to change your heart. But that's not going to get you to heaven. Well, going back to the late 70s, the Sweet Comfort Band sang a song about someone who found Jesus Christ and was born again and experienced this new creation, this being made into a new person. Here's Sweet Comfort Band with Isabel.
Isabel is a new believer.
was this week, Comfort Band, singing about Isabel, a new creation in Christ. You know, when a person becomes a disciple of Jesus Christ, their friends and family sometimes think they're just going through a phase. And, you know, they'll be back to their old self soon. And they wait for that and look for that. But if Christ has truly saved them, there is no going back. They've been radically changed into something new, a new creation. And they're going to live differently. Paul said in 2 Corinthians 5:15, and he died for all, meaning Jesus, so that they who live might no longer live for themselves, but for him who died and rose again on their behalf. If you claim to be a Christian, can you honestly say that you're a new creation, that you're somebody different than you were before you supposedly encountered Christ? That you became a new person with different desires and different actions that came out of your heart? One of my best friends told me that for him, it was like a day and night difference. You know, he said, it's like I went to bed one night and the next morning I got up and everything was changed. I was a totally different person. The sin that I used to love, he said, I now hate it, and everything, I didn't want any part of it. The things of God, spiritual things, things, you know, that Christian people talk about used to appear so foolish, and I didn't want to waste my time on that kind of stuff. He said, now it's the most valuable thing in the world to me. And when somebody becomes a Christian and it's truly a miracle, it's a miraculous work of the Lord that he's done in their hearts. And most people, though, just experience religion. So they add some things in their life, like going to church and stuff like that. But they're not changed, essentially, in the core of who they are. But people who truly come to Christ experience regeneration, a new birth, a totally new life. Now, which one have you experienced? Religion will not save you, but regeneration will. Have you been saved? Have you been made a new creation? Or have you just experienced religion?
What to do when it came to life and all its promises. I always heard every word that came along the way. Now I know that what I sow will always be the way things really just grow. Forever now, please show me how to fight these feelings. They're still reeling. No longer will I have to rewind the past. Cause what was mine. Indiscreet, could never keep a glimmer in my soul of something more. No longer I will sit and die for something I
Decipher Down with No Longer. You know, they sing about one of the great things that happens to someone when they surrender to Jesus Christ. That guilt and shame that they've carried around for things they've done is gone. Can you imagine not carrying around shame? The shame that you feel, the guiltiness that's always there, that you're always trying to cover up and hide from in the things you pursue. Can you imagine living with a clean conscience? Well, you can. That's the great thing about it. If you surrender your life to Jesus Christ and leave behind your old life, you can have that clean conscience. You know, Hebrews 9:14 says that the blood of Christ can cleanse your consciences from dead works to serve the living God. But you've got to break away from your love affair with the world, and you've got to embrace Jesus Christ with all your heart. And that's what Idol Cure sings about in their song, Breakaway. Cure with Breakaway. You know what? You can break away from your slavery to sin. Paul spoke about the Roman believers, and he said in Romans 6:17, "But thanks be to God that though you were slaves to sin, you became obedient from the heart to that form of teaching with which you were committed. And having been freed from sin, you became slaves of righteousness." You know, you can break away from your old life. You can leave it behind. I mean, what do you have to lose? That's what Holy Soldier encourages us in when they say, "Why don't you look into Jesus?"
Sipping whiskey from a paper cup, will you drown your sorrows till you can't stand up? The bottle back on the shelf. Yellow fingered from your cigarette, your hands are shaking while your body sweats. You work all night, you sleep all day, you take your money and throw it all away. Look into Jesus. Look into Jesus. Look into Jesus. You know He's got the answer. Why don't you look into Jesus? Look into Jesus. Look into Jesus. You know. HIV on Valentine's Day, you're still looking for the perfect lay. You think rock and roll will set you free? Well, honey, you've been dead before you're 33. Shooting, joking till you're half insane. A broken needle in your purple vein. You say you're gonna be a superstar, but you never found out who you really are. Look into Jesus. Look into Jesus. Look into Jesus. You know He's got the answer. Why don't you look into Jesus? Look into Jesus.
That was Holy Soldier with a remake of Larry Norman's song, "Why Don't You Look Into Jesus." That's going to do it for me today, but I want to encourage you to come out to church on Sunday if you're here in Sandpoint. 10 o'clock Bible study, 11 o'clock worship hour. We'd love to have you come out and join with us. We'll see you next week.